We're going to do Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So we had just explained the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, who says that whenever the Torah says Beged, it always means Tzemer Pishtim. So says Mar Tzitzis, and so he explained that that means specifically when it comes to Tzitzis, that the word Beged, when it comes to Tzitzis, only means Tzemer Pishtim. So says Mar Tzitzis, Behed Yuxiv. Well, that's explicit in the Pasuk, Lo Silba Shatnes, Tzemer Pishtim, Uxiv, Gedilim, Tassilach Lach, that it says right after the Yisra of Shatnes, where it's explicit that it's only Tzemer Pishtim. It tells us about the mitzvah of tzitzis. So doesn't that make it obvious that the mitzvah of tzitzis is only by tzemer pishtim? No, salkadai t'chamina k'deravah. I might have thought like Rava, the Rava Rami, because Rava asked the stira between two pesukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, hakanaf min kanaf, which makes it sound like whatever kind of beged you have. Uksiv, tzemer pishtim yachtov, and yapai shatnis, where it's followed up by the mitzvah of tzitzis, tzemer pishtim, haketzad. So what is that coming to teach me? Tzemer pishtim pasim bein davinim bein shalom aminon. That if you use strings made out of tzemer pishtim, that could work for any type of beged. Shar minin, if you have strings made out of anything else, b'minon potrin, shalom aminon ein potrin. They'll only pater a beged made out of the same material, but they won't work for a beged made out of a different material. So salka daitach kidarava, I might have thought that you should darshan the psukim like Rava, kamash malan. That's what the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel is telling me, that no, that the only beged that's chayv and tzitzis at all is a beged of tzemer upishtim. Ask the Gemara, Amar Vachar Beit Rav Leravashi, the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, Maishnal in Yintumah, according to the way Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak understands the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, why is tumas shratzim any different than tzitzis? That from the binyanav, from the Gaim, we should learn that beged by tumas shratzim is also only tzemer upishtim. Why is a Maishnal in Yintumah the marbi, that we are shar begadim, that we are marba other begadim, to chsev o beged, Hachanami lema l'rabo shar begadim asher techasaba. Let the Tana say that we're coming to be marba other begadim as well, because it says me asher techasaba from the extra words in the pasuk asher techasaba. Says no, asher techasaba is needed for something else. Hahula suyik susuma huda asa. That we need to come to tell me. The shear, that we need to come to tell me that a blind person is chayiv and tzitzis in his beged. Titania, because we have a bright that tells me why I would have thought otherwise. Ureisim also, the pasuk says ureisim also, prat luksus laila, that comes to tell me that is clothing made specifically for nighttime. That pajamas is prat from tzitzis, satam prat luksus laila, and another prat luksus suma. How do you know it's talking about pajamas? Maybe it's talking about a blind person's begadim. So kshom, asher techaseba, hariksus Suma Amr. When it says Hashem Techasaba, that comes to tell me Ksus Suma is Chayiv. Ma ani mekayim urisim oso prat luksus laila. What does urisim oso come to tell me that Ksus laila is pater from tzitzis? Umari isa l'rabos Ksus Suma lahotzi Ksus laila. Why is it that using Hashem Techasaba to come to include Ksus Suma for the chiyuv of tzitzis and excluding Ksus laila from the chiyuv of tzitzis? Marba ani Ksus Suma sheyesh. Because at least the blind person's clothing can be seen by other people. But is never seen by anybody. So the emel rabo shar begadim. Maybe it's coming to be marba other begadim other than tzemer pishtim nechiv tzitzis, but assumes in fact pater from tzitzis. So mustaver kai b'tzemer pishtim marba tzemer pishtim kai b'tzemer pishtim marba shar begadim. Meaning it's more mustaver to say that when we're talking about a beggar of tzemer pishtim, and we have a reboy that it's coming to include something else when it's tzemer pishtim, namely that a ksus suma is also, if it's tzemer pishtim, chayiv and tzitzis. But it's less logical to assume that when we're talking about tzemer pishtim that we're going to come to be marbit something that's not tzemer pishtim at all. Now, we had said that Rav Shimon Elazar pasuls using pishtan for schach because it's mekabel tumas negoyim. So Abaye brings another tana that holds the same way. Amar Abaye, Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon and Lazar had Amar, and we already quoted Rav Shimon and Lazar. Sumchus Titania, Sumchus Amar, Sikcha B'Tavoy Psula. Meshem Tam Ben Gaim. That if you're Mesakech with Pishtan that is spun into strings, it's possible because it's Metam Ben Gaim. So Keman, who is Sumchus assuming like that Pishtan that's Tavoy is Tami Ben Gaim even before it ever went through a Libun? And so Kiyatana, we're assuming like Rabbi Meir did tonight, because there's a Mishnah Maseches Nedarim, Shasi Ve'erev Metami B'Negayim Miyad Divrei Rabbi Meir. That Shasi Ve'erev, made out of Semar Pishtim, is Tami B'Negayim right after the Tevi'ah, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah Omer Shasi Mishay Yishle Ve'erev Miyad. That the Shasi strands are Metami from the, when you take them out of the yorah that you cook them in order to be melabin them, but the erev strands right away as soon as you're tova them. Va'unin, and the bundles shel pishtan that are made out of just flax that has not yet been spun are metame mishe yislabnu. When you heat them up in an oven, and Sumchus holds like Rameir that the shsi is metame right after the tviya, and that's why he passels it to be used for schach. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss different wicks that are possible to use for Shabbos, and then it brings a similar klal when it comes to Tumas Ohalim. Kalayotzi min eitz ein madligimbo elapishtan. Anything that comes from eitz, you cannot use for a wick for Ner Shabbos, except for Pishtan. So, the Kaliyotim and Eitzim and Tamitum Masolim, Ella Pishtan. And also, anything that comes from an eitz cannot be Matamitum Masolim. The Oel itself is, it's not nitma at Tumas Olim. It's the oel itself is not nitma from the mace, except for Pishtan. That if you make an oel and there was a mace under it, the oel itself will become tame if it's made out of Pishtan. So it says, I mean, null and the Pishtan you create. Where do we ever find the Pishtan is actually called an eight? So Marzutra Damar Kra, because the pasuk says v'hi ha'losa magaga v'tit menim b'pishtei eight. When the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua talks about how Rachav was hiding the two Jewish spies, Kalev and Pinchas, it says that she hid them in the Pishtei Ha'et. So you see that Pishtan is referred to as a type of eight. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up at Vayotim Ne'etinu Tamitim Asalam El Pishtan at the two dots next time, Be'ez Hashem.